99.7 DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Good. How was yours?
It was well. I had a... It was one of those things where, you know, it's like my older two daughters are moved into college. And so then I had an impromptu, like my wife and I had an impromptu date night over the weekend just because my youngest got invited to a sleepover. And so we were like, oh, all right. And then that I feel like sometimes is a true test of where you are in a relationship with your significant other, is when all of a sudden you don't have the distractions of others, whether it's kids, dogs, animals, whatever, and it's just you two, and then you just are like, what do you want to do?
I remember you.
I know.
Yeah.
And like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Anyways, we ended up doing a little date night. And so that was nice, you know, getting a little bit, you know, dressed up, heading out, doing something like that where, you know, it's not something you get to do all the time anymore.
Well, yeah. And did you check out the new Pig Beach?
Oh, I did that last night. Yeah. Yeah. So did Vernese on Saturday night, did Pig Beach, new barbecue place on Sunday night.
Nice. Yes. Was it delish?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I saw Shannon Cogan, our friend over at Wave 3. She was there. Coach Walsh from, you know, U of L women's basketball team. He was there. So, yeah, I mean, there was a bunch of people in attendance.
Man.
So, yeah.
Sounds like invite only.
It was a good couple nights. Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff.
I saw this and I was like, oh, man, this kind of stinks. Passed away at the age of 99, Bob Barker, natural causes. He hosted Price is Right from 1975 to 2007.
Yeah, kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. He also had that famous scene in Happy Gilmore where he beat up Adam Sandler on the golf course.
And he said he did his own stunts in that, too.
Yeah. Yes,
he was 72 years old when he did that. He did his own stunts.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I mean, that show has been around for so long. Vanna White was a contestant. You know, Vanna White from Wheel of Fortune. White was a contestant a long time ago when she moved to L.A. There on The Price is Right. And I guess Bob Barker introduced her to game shows and ended up getting, like he was Paramount and getting her the job on Wheel of Fortune, which is kind of crazy. Dr. Phil, he was in the audience at a taping of The Price is Right when he was on his honeymoon, like back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy. So, yeah, Bob Barker. The joke going around social media all weekend came as close to as he could to 100 without going over.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yeah, that's kind of the
a good run, though.
Yeah, what a good run. So a lot of stuff to get to here this morning on a Monday. We'll get to a feel good coming up next.
Yeah, feel goods are a great way to start the day. This unidentified woman enjoyed some nachos last week and then left a huge surprise for a waitress there in Texas.
Nachos with a surprise.
Okay, listen. I immediately now when you say it like that.
Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so this unidentified woman just came in, enjoyed some nachos last week before leaving a huge surprise for a waitress at a restaurant in Rowlett, Texas. Mm. So she came to Sonata's Mexican Kitchen, had lunch, paid for the food. Waitress noticed that she left a $2,000 tip for a check that was $21.
Wow.
The restaurant posted about it on social media, trying to figure out who the big tipper was so the waitress could properly thank her.
Mm-hmm.
They also pointed out they don't share tips, so the waitress gets to keep all of it.
Oh, wow.
And apparently this mystery tipper, that's not her first rodeo doing that. She did the same thing at another nearby restaurant not long ago. Mm-hmm. So it seems like she is kind of, that's her MO. She just wants to walk around and bless some people in her community. It's a pretty cool thing. And still don't know who she is.
Wow.
Yeah, just really awesome. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
Whoever first loses, if you laugh, you lose. Texas. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Beat, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I try to sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs, loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. I do believe I am in possession of the trophy!
You've enjoyed having it for the week because I'm taking it back. Okay, got it out of our system.
All right, losers go first. That's you. Go.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Just flew back from a Transformers convention.
Uh-huh.
Man, are my arms tires.
I told my doctor that I broke my arm in two places.
Ooh.
Yeah. He told me to stop going to those places.
Smart.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, what's the number two casino game?
What?
Craps.
Makes sense. What do you call an alcoholic bodybuilder?
What do you call an alcoholic bodybuilder?
Jack Daniels.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, what's worse than raining cats and dogs?
What?
Hailing taxis.
Ah. Hey, Kelly, what's worse than raining cats and dogs?
Hailing taxis?
Yep, I'm gonna mark that one off my list.
It sounded better when you said it.
No, thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My husband told me to put ketchup on the grocery list.
Uh-huh.
So I did.
Uh-huh.
Now I can't read the grocery list.
You know, people are usually shocked when they find out I'm not a very good electrician.
I bet.
Yeah.
Physically.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The guy came home from work and his wife said, "Ugh, the baby has been crying all day. Can you take over?"
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Sure." Started crying hysterically.
Oh. Kelly pulled out a nose hair yesterday afternoon to see if it hurt.
Ooh, I bet it did.
Yeah, judging by the reaction of the guy asleep next to me on the bus, seemed pretty painful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, smart move.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Guy says, my girlfriend asked me to sit down on the couch and softly said, "I think we should talk. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should see each other anymore."
Aw.
I thought for a few moments and finally said, "I understand." Then walked to the doorway and flipped off the lights.
Ah. For 20 years, Kelly.
Yeah.
For 20 years, my wife and I were living happy lives.
Mm.
Then we met.
Oh, I'm going to do a wellness check on you later to see if you're
jokes.
Sleeping on the couch.
We got jokes.
Jokes.
Jokes. They're jokes.
Jokes. My son told me a girl in a school named IKEA had to change her name to stop being picked on.
Oh, no.
So I said, stop being picked on is arguably a worse name.
Ah, that is. That is very true. How did the hillbilly find a sister in the woods?
How did the hillbilly find a sister in the woods?
Attractive.
Yeah.
It's You Laugh, You Lose.
Yeah. Guy says, I asked my wife to rate my listening skills, and she said you're an 8 on a scale of 10. I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Yeah, no idea. Kelly, what did one burp say to the other?
What did one burp say to the other?
Let's be stinkers and go out the other end!
Kindergarten level. Really good.
I'm bringing them today.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them today.
Maybe preschool. Uh-huh. Kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
This one is from Brad. Do you know the difference between a grandfather clock and a grandmother clock?
No.
It's the dong. Yeah, Brad, for the win!
That was good.
Jump teller for the win,
yeah! I was
going
to say. Brad, I'm giving you the credit. You were the one who beat me, not Kelly.
I will hold on to the trophy for Brad.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Absolutely.
All right, there it is. Enjoy your trophy. You laugh, you lose. There every Friday here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
So they say lightning never strikes the same place twice, right?
Uh-huh.
Try to tell that to this guy who's either the luckiest or unluckiest guy on the planet. It's a Setting the Bar story, and it's on the way here in about 10, 12 minutes. So 99.7 DJX. Yeah. So this is the part of the show where we do a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, I haven't been able to necessarily verify this 100%, but... I'm going to go ahead and give it to you as Setting the Bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting struck by lightning twice in the span of 5 minutes, you're doing okay.
Oh, ouchie.
Yeah. This guy is either the luckiest or the unluckiest guy on the planet. It's an unconfirmed report out of, I guess, some Chinese social media claiming that this dude... in China, was struck by lightning twice last month. According to the story, he was outside his home during a thunderstorm when he was struck, saw a white light before losing consciousness, fell to the ground. Then, before he realized what happened, struck again.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, it was like, stay down!
Dang. And don't make me tell you again!
Right. Rushed to the hospital. He was treated for third-degree burns to his feet, waist, and butt. But miraculously, he'll be all right.
Okay.
So there are photos of the guy online, but no major sources have confirmed it. That's why we're like, well, you know, could just be a story, could just be an old wives' tale, could be legit. We just don't know.
Interesting. But okay.
However, if it is, holy cow. This
dude, let's not be outside in thunderstorms, maybe.
Either the most lucky or the most unlucky person on the planet.
Sure. Oh, wow. I'll say, well, it's a little bit of both, I guess. Yeah. Unlucky he got struck, lucky that he survived.
Yeah, well, then there's that, too. So, yeah, Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting struck by lightning twice in the span of 5 minutes, you're doing okay.
Oh, well, okay, good note.
Yep, that is your Setting the Bar story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, I want to throw some scenarios your way, okay?
Uh-huh.
You tell me how awkward you think they may be.
Okay.
So someone decided to conduct a poll. BuzzFeed had it where they asked about common situations that we go through in life and if you found them awkward or not.
Okay.
So like making eye contact with someone you don't know.
Sure, that can be awkward.
Yeah, 54%.
Unless you are trying to say something like, hey, you cute, right? If you're trying to flirt.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, yeah, I mean, I was out with my wife at a restaurant on...
Oh, don't flirt with your wife.
On Saturday.
There. Yeah.
No, on Saturday night. And we were just kind of looking around the restaurant. And she had said something like, hey, check out this couple or whatever. So I turn around and I look. And then she turns and like almost... there was no way she could have heard my wife say that. But it was almost like a sixth sense that she had.
Oh, boy.
Because she turns her head, and we both lock eyes for a good, like, a whole second.
Oh, wow.
And I turned back around. I was like, wow, that was awkward.
Oh, boy.
So,
oh,
yes,
boy.
I would say that would be awkward. What about when you're playing with your phone and maybe in public and a random kid watches you over your shoulder?
Okay. Be careful what you're watching.
Most awkward. Yeah, right. Standing at the grocery store counter after, maybe like you go, oh my gosh, I forgot milk. You know, go run and get milk. And,
yeah.
and they're checking out and it's like a race against time.
Yes.
And it's, you're just like, oh gosh, she's getting to the end. You know, my cashier's getting to the end. What are we doing?
They're not back. They're not back.
My husband's not back yet. What do I, oh gosh, I got it. Yeah. Awkward. Or maybe it's like me. Where my brain fails me at the worst possible moments. I'm saying goodbye to people that I know I should know their names by now.
Oh, no.
And I there are three people there, and I say goodbye. I'm like, hey, bye. And I say two of the names, and I'm like,
oh,
nah.
No,
and,
if you don't know all the names, don't say any of the names. Just
I
say
know.
Bye, guys.
It was one of those
good
things where I started down the path of saying names, and I realized right after I said the first name,
no.
I wasn't going to be able to get to the third one.
Oh, no. And bye, and you.
I can't
good
say.
Good to see you again.
I can't say bye, Phil and others. I mean... So yeah, awkward for sure when your brain fails you at the worst possible moment.
That's not good.
Another one, when you have to think of your order on the spot in front of the cashier at a restaurant, you've had time to study the menu.
Yes.
But then it's your turn, and your mind goes blank, and you're like, oh, gosh.
I
and you
forget what I just thought I wanted.
Or yes. You second guess, and there are people behind you, and there's pressure. Yeah, most people are
saying that.
Yeah,
you had all this
awkward.
Time to make your decision. Now it's your turn. Why are you not saying it?
This is one that wasn't on the list, but again, when someone says something, you don't quite hear what they say. So then you're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, what'd you say? And so they repeat it. And you still don't get it after the second time they said it. And so you're just like, I can't ask them to say it again.
No. And then you're just like, oh, yeah.
You just like nod and smile. Uh-huh. And you're like hoping that it wasn't a question.
Right.
Again, just within recent memory, this happened to me where they're just looking at you, waiting for you to respond. And then I had to go, I'm sorry. I really...
I still didn't get you.
I still didn't understand the words that you were saying in English out of your mouth into my ears. My brain didn't comprehend what you
Let
said.
Let me lean in. Can you say it a little bit closer to my ear hole?
Yeah. We'll tweet out the rest of the list. It's kind of funny there. But yeah, awkward. I mean, these are common situations that turn awkward for the right people.
There was really only one on the list where only 32% thought it was awkward when a stranger asked you for directions. The rest of them are just like, yeah, we agree. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not really bothered by that. If someone asked me, now I will say, and this has happened to me before, when someone asked me for directions, I will tend to say that is a little bit awkward because then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm put on the spot. I can't like look up. And who doesn't have Google Maps anymore?
Exactly. And then you could say, well, can you look it up on Google Maps?
But I, you know, if someone's just like, hey, do you know where this road is? And I'm like, okay, I've lived here a really long time. I should know. And your brain.
It's awkward if you don't know.
I know. And your brain's
how to give
like,
the directions.
Your brain's like, okay, you know this, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know what to say in this situation.
But how do I tell them how to get there?
Okay.
Here?
You go straight down this road, and there's an old Kmart. Now, it's not a Kmart anymore, but...
It's you're the worst person to ask for directions.
So you want to turn right at the old Kmart.
No, you're just like, let me see your phone. Let me help you download Google Maps if you don't have it.
It's a big building that looks like it could have been a Kmart. You want to turn right there.
Uh-uh.
You want to take that.
No.
You want to take that to the...
You're the last person to ask for directions
to the old
Jillian's.
Now again, the Jillian's isn't there anymore either.
Yeah, not sure what it is now, but you know what I mean though.
You're gonna want to then turn left on Barrett, or maybe that's Baxter. I don't know. It might. It's one of those two.
No.
So it's one of those names starts with a B.
Oh my!
And
God.
And then you go about I don't know 3 more minutes.
This isn't even real, and I'm having secondhand embarrassment.
Welcome to my brain. It's 99.7 EJX. So Miguel has seen an injection of adrenaline into his career thanks to this 12-year-old song, Sure Thing, on 99.7 EJX. He released it. He did an album release party for his new album, Viscera, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how... Pink does all that aerial stuff during her shows.
Yeah.
So Miguel may have just did her one better or maybe grosser.
Okay.
Listen to this. So during the album release party in Los Angeles Friday night, he performed a song called Rope while hanging above a stage. From hooks in his back.
Ow! Owie! Oh, ow.
So apparently he had his back pierced and was suspended by hooks that went through his actual skin. He was up there for about 4 minutes.
Ow, why would anybody do that? Owie, 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 owie.
And how...
Wouldn't you be afraid that would just rip out?
I don't know.
Weight of your body?
Listen, I don't want to think about how the hooks are implanted.
No.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
No. No, 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 no.
I told you it was gross.
No. Oh, no. Oh, Miguel. Just sing your song. It's a nice song.
Yes. I mean,
it's a nice song. It stands for itself.
Just sing your song. That's all you got
to
do.
You hang from your skin.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to.
Oh. Oh, wow.
All right. So coming up, a feel-good story.
Yeah, this is a really, really good one. Another Army Dad surprise. Before we get to that one, though, I did want to mention this is, I want to put this in the feel good category. I was asked to step in at the last minute to MC an event mm-hmm. over the weekend for Up for Women and Children. And I'd never really heard of the organization before, but man, they are doing some amazing work. They support women and children with basic needs supports, affordable mm-hmm. housing, you know, food, education, employment, childcare, transportation, health and mental health care, trauma-informed care, children's services. They do a lot of things. And we got to meet one of the people that they serve who just gave an amazing story. Her name was Pamela. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know she was going to be there that night because she was featured in a really well-produced video.
Yeah.
By Red Tag Digital, and her story was so powerful. I'm just like, wow, you know, I do a lot of these events. This is, now you see what your dollars are doing, helping people like Pamela. And then I locked eyes with her. She's right in the front there, and she just gets up, and she, I was just like, Pamela, you are doing an amazing thing, sharing your story. It's very brave. And she gets up, and she gives me the biggest hug.
Aww.
Like the biggest lingering, everyone is standing in the room, hug. Like Pamela gives good hugs. And that's one of the biggest things that she says that they do it Up, is not only do they help you with all the things, but they give you hugs. And that just makes you feel human again. And a friend of mine was on the board, got back to me that they raised $150,000 that night.
So, that is good news.
Yeah, that's really good news to continue the amazing work that they're doing in town. So if you'd never heard of it like me, Up for Women and Children, look into it. And they always are looking for volunteers, support, and all the things to help out women and children in town.
Yeah, I actually saw some photos from that. Our buddy Terry Miners, he sent me a couple pictures of you and just said, hey,
oh, he did?
Please let Kelly know she did a great job at the Up Women's Shelter fundraiser.
So there, oh, that's great. Well, I walked in, I was like, hey, why are you not doing this? You're way bigger of a deal than me. And he's like, well, I have for a couple of years. But he's like, you know what? This is an event for women. It should be a woman.
Yeah, it should be.
And see, yeah, so that's a really good point. So, yeah, he's delightful. And his wife, Mary, serves on the board there, too. So great event.
Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot of these show up, Army surprises, military surprises. Three siblings in Alabama got a huge surprise. Skylar, Jalen, and Jaslyn were shocked and relieved when their father, Army Sergeant First Class Kelvin Lee, who had been deployed for 2 years, showed up at their school to surprise him. First, he surprised his daughter. And then the other two, and it was at a pep rally at their school, just kind of an amazing thing. At first, he walks into a classroom as a special reader and then as an honored guest at the pep rally.
All right. Hello, a special reader.
Aw.
I missed you.
Aww.
Oh. And then the pep rally.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I mean, you could tell they missed him. 2 years is a very long time to be away from your kids. And he says that it was just a great feeling to be home. And he is going to make sure that he retires in the next year and a half so he can be there with him.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, great. You can see the video, WDJX.com.
All right, so Dana had sent us this message last week wanting advice on whether or not she should call the waiter who wrote his number on her check. We all landed on yes after a little bit of a back and forth to call the guy, right? You never know if you're not going to give it a shot, right?
Exactly.
To be honest, we wanted to call this morning for an update, no matter, you know, if there was an update or not, just to, you know, see how things were going.
Which bold move on our part.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you got to take the bull by the horns, right, Kelly?
Okay.
Well, we did get an update.
We did. She wrote, hey, guys, sorry, I know you wanted to talk to me this morning, but I have an early shift at the hospital. I'm a nurse. And I'll actually have to hear this later on the podcast.
Well, guess what, Dana? We have an early shift, too. It's called the radio.
I feel like being a nurse is a little more important than us.
sorry. I, I thought I was just saying that to myself. Go ahead.
Yeah, you were. They said that out loud. Okay, anyway, she goes, I didn't want to leave you hanging anyway. Took your advice, texted him saying, hey, it's Dana. You left your number on my check the other day.
Mm.
He had his read receipts on, read receipts. I know he saw it, but didn't answer for an hour.
That's brutal.
That's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the worst. Like, I know you saw that. I know you saw that.
Right.
So already I'm kind of like, okay, he handed out his number to a million girls. He's trying to figure out which one I am, mm-hmm. and I'm about to just write this whole thing off.
Right.
Then he answers with, hey, cutie, sorry it took so long to answer. I'm visiting my grandma in the nursing home. We're playing an intense game of bingo, LOL.
Okay.
So then I'm all like, okay, that's really cute.
Sure.
So we text back and forth for a bit, finally set up a date for the next evening. So we met at the restaurant because, again, just wanted to have an escape if I needed it. He looked really hot with an adorable I play bingo with grandma kind of vibe. And I'm really getting excited about the night.
Mm-hmm.
We're super flirty all through dinner and we're waiting on dessert when I see an attractive blonde walking toward us like she's on a mission. I'm looking at him like, do you know her? And before he says a word, she's towering over him saying, wow, just wow, at our place? We break up 1 week ago and you've already found a new flavor?
Ooh.
He's trying to get her to lower her voice. She turns to me and says, make sure you tell his grandma I said hi. That's date number two. She's precious. Too bad her grandson is such a dog.
Oh.
She takes a breadstick.
Oh.
Turns with a dramatic hair flip and walks out.
Wow.
My mouth is gaping open.
Yeah.
He's trying to explain he dumped her because she's way too dramatic.
Uh-huh.
And my head is spinning. Now, he could tell I was weirded out by this whole thing. He
right.
looked pretty defeated, like he knew she ruined what was a great date. I thanked him, gave him a hug, and left. He texted the next day, apologizing again.
Yeah.
Promising they're over.
Okay.
He said it was probably bad judgment on his part to take me to a place they went to a lot. But that he had a really good time with me and wanted a second chance. He said he understood if I thought it was too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But that he had been over her long before they actually broke up. He was just too afraid of her drama and stayed too long. So now I'm asking you guys, should I believe him? Do we try another date? Do I play bingo with grandma? Help me.
Well, apparently that's date number two. So if you do go on date number two, you're
just trying to prepare.
You're going to play bingo with his grandma.
Yeah.
To me, that sounds like he's got a little gray area overlapping happening. I think it's odd that she just shows up at this restaurant. Like,
unless she was going to eat there, saw him, and then just decided, you know what, abort mission, but not before I blow some stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, that
could have happened.
Yeah, coincidence, yes, uh-huh. but almost too coincidental that she is at the same place with him and Dana.
Or, yeah, maybe he was trying to make a statement, like if he saw her. And he's
like,
for
the
new girl, like, to give the message, like, we're done. I'm moving on. You need to get that through your skull. That could be that, too.
I don't know. Well, maybe he's just a different, breed, but I don't know if I would have done that.
Yeah, no. he realized now, bad judgment, probably shouldn't have gone to that place.
Right. Right.
So soon after breaking up with that one.
we're getting texts from listeners. Jake says that things that didn't happen for 500, Alex. He doesn't have a grandma. He wasn't playing bingo with grandma when you text.
Oh, man. There's a lot to unpack here, but I mean, based on the dramatic display from the ex, you kind of tend to believe his story a little bit, but I don't know. I'm always trying to give the people the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, so I guess let's just turn it back and just say, hey, so what would you do? Have you ever been in a situation where you were confronted by a new ex current? All right,
save it, Kelly. Okay.
All right, we'll hear that and then hear more of your comments and stories on the way. So we heard back from Dana, the woman who sent us or who got the number from a waiter at a restaurant last week. They went out on a date. She was confronted by an ex of his going, wow, new flavor, huh?
Uh-huh. 1 week after we break up?
Yeah.
Already moving on.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. So have you ever been confronted by the ex of the person that you're out with?
Can I say my story now?
Yes.
Okay. So I just started dating my boyfriend. We'll call him Satan. And his ex-girlfriend decides to show up at his apartment. She's in the parking lot banging on his car to get attention.
Mm.
And then she comes to the door. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let you handle that. And I go kind of hide out in the back room. And then I hear just like all the yelling and all the things. And then she somehow gets my phone number.
Oh.
And she starts calling, leaving all these messages for him. Like there was several weeks where she was making her presence known and protesting the fact that he was dating someone new.
How long did you allow that to go on, or did you break up with him because of that drama?
No, I was with him for 4 years. That was the one that had other girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
So, hindsight, that probably should have been the first giant big red flag.
All right.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Ashley says, I say don't let a crazy ex stop you from pursuing something. Maybe just have a serious talk with him first.
Like, hey, maybe we handle that. Give it a little space, a little beat.
Yeah.
And then we could try that again.
Stacy's saying the same thing. Go on another date. Yeah, she says if that girl caused a scene, obviously she's a drama queen. It would have been a total different situation if she would have done this quietly or tried to talk to Dana in private to warn her about him. But the fact that she caused a scene makes me sad, shows kind of the drama that she's on.
Tends to corroborate his story about how she's drama queen
now,
and he kind of stayed because he was afraid of that drama because there it is on display.
Yeah, Stephanie is throwing up the big old caution flag going saying, hey, she may need to dodge that bullet and not go out with this guy a second time. On the first date with my ex-boyfriend, we got chased around southern Indiana by his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
He had told me he was over the relationship about 6 months before he broke up with her. He also told several friends that he was over our relationship about 6 months before he broke up with me.
Yeah, okay. Right? All right.
That sounds like you've got some stories there, Stephanie.
I know. We're just kind of caught in the middle right now of trying to figure out, like, is this guy sincere and was just kind of caught up in a bad situation and it's bad timing for Dana?
Yeah.
Or red flag?
Is this something that really happens? Because Kristen sends us a message and says, what if it's all a setup? Like, what if he and that dramatic girl were friends and had a plan that if the date was not going well, or
that
if
was
he wasn't feeling
plan?
It, he would text her to come and interrupt it in a dramatic way as a sort of a way to end the date, or hopes that Dana would be turned off and wouldn't want to go any further?
Okay, that could be true, but then I don't think that he would have texted the next day apologizing, asking for a second chance. If that was his way out, he'd just be like, yeah, so I get it. We're not going to go out again because that's too much. Okay, but thanks. Bye-bye. Like, I think that he would not have said, let's try this again. I really want a second chance if you'll go out with me again.
That's true. All right. Well, yeah.
I mean, that leads me to think that he's sincere because he was like, he's embarrassed. He was defeated. He knew.
So he
that
better
just
not
wrecked
take
everything.
You around grandma until at least date three.
Exactly. Exactly. She called him out of the grandma move. So let's wait. Let's put a pause on bingo. Let's find another restaurant that maybe you didn't go to with the ex-girlfriend a lot.
I was going to say, you pick the restaurant next time. All right.
Or
well,
he has her over and he does some cooking or something. Maybe that. Well, no, I don't know. She still knows where he lives. Maybe they go to her place. I don't know. I'm just,
okay, well,
we need to find a neutral place.
Are we saying plow ahead?
One more. At least one more date.
Right, give them one more chance.
I need one more.
All right, Dana.
I need one more.
I don't know if this will turn into a third update from you, but maybe it will. Who knows? Thanks for reaching back out to us. And hopefully this will give you a little bit of
sometimes you have
something
to climb mountains to find good things,
right?
To reach the summit
he
of
is,
love.
He is your mountain of love.
Yeah.
That you need to
climb.
All right. All right. Thanks, Dana. All right, we're going to play a little game called Minutes to Win It. Let's introduce you first to Ray, calling us from Clarksville. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you, Ray? Oh, you sound ready.
Kelly, I am ready.
All right, Ray has got brown hair, drives a Mazda CX-9. Is that one of those sports cars?
Well, Ben, it has a third row seat.
So it is a sporty family ride.
It's a family car.
I like that.
You know, I like how you said that, Ray. Ray's a bottling technician, and he is off the market. So sorry to any
ladies
or gents who may think Kelly. Ray sounds attractive. So, Ray, so how long have you been off the market?
8 years.
8 years.
Nice.
All right.
You don't need to ask any more questions, Ben. Right. You don't need to.
All right.
Ray, you don't have to answer anything else.
You know, it's...
I'm an open book, Kelly. Go ahead.
Oh,
all right. Well, Ray, how did you meet your special someone? And what was that first date like?
So I met her at my old job, and the first date was on the walking bridge.
Okay, hang on a second, Ray. So was she your supervisor, or was she under you? Giggity?
No, we were
equal. Or was she... Okay, all right.
Did you just say, was she under you, Giggity? You blew right by Ray, but I picked it up because I speak Ben.
Well, you know, we just have to, get the...
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Information. All right, Ray, it's minute to win it. We're putting 60 seconds on the clock. Answer 10 pop culture questions for the tickets to Luke Combs. Your time will start after I ask the first question. Ray, you ready?
I am ready. Let's do this.
All right. What does MTV stand for?
Music television.
True or false? Victoria's Secret sold men's underwear until 1993.
False.
Bob Barker was the host for what iconic game show?
Price is Right.
Come on down!
Finish the title, 50 Shades of Blank.
Gray.
Who announced his new album, Autumn Variations, in the Seattle Starbucks?
Pass.
Mr. 305 and Mr. Worldwide are both nicknames for which pop star?
Pitbull.
Miley Cyrus has a new single out, Used to Be Young. Which Disney sitcom did she star in?
Hannah Montana.
The stars on the American flag represent what?
The states.
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling star in which record-breaking movie?
Pass.
Liam Payne is in what former boy band?
Oh. Yeah, I'm grasping at straws there, Ben.
Dang.
Yeah, Kelly, you want to help him out there?
That was One Direction.
Yeah, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling star in which record-breaking movie?
Barbie.
Yep. Who announced his new album, Autumn Variations, in a Seattle Starbucks?
Ed Sheeran.
And true or false, Victoria's Secret sold men's underwear until 1993.
Well, he got that one right.
He did. He said
false. Yeah,
he said fall. You said false. It was actually true.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
They did?
Yes, well, they did.
Kelly,
you're
then.
A part
Kelly's
of the show. It's on the sheet, Kelly.
But I still
just
don't believe
read.
It.
What do you mean you don't believe it?
I don't believe it. I didn't think they ever sold men stuff.
Team Ray.
It's Team Ray. Kelly's Ray. On your side. She's like, yeah, he got that right.
Yeah, no, he did. That was the wrong answer.
Victoria's Secret did sell men's underwear until 1993. And in fact, I'm wearing a pair right now.
Are you? We don't need to see it. We don't need to see it. Thank you, though.
Actually, I'm lying, Ray. I'm not wearing a pair of Victoria's Secret underwear. But
hey,
but...
Ben, I don't judge.
You know what? That's what we like about you, buddy.
I still don't believe that one's true. I don't believe it. I'm going to have to look it up. I need pictures.
You need pictures?
I do.
Victoria's Secret sold men's underwear from 1985 until 1993.
Where was I?
I don't know.
I don't think
Kelly?
I was shopping there yet. I wasn't shopping there yet. That's probably why I didn't know that.
All right.
I was not shopping there yet until to the 2000s.
And Kelly, how long was it before you found a
husband?
Okay, never
mind. Stop. Stop. I graduated high school in 1992. I wasn't shopping at Victoria's Secret yet.
That's right, Ray. Maybe he was wearing Victoria's Secret underwear. You're right. All right, buddy. Congrats.
Oh, you worked hard for it, Ray.
Yes, you did. You worked hard for it, buddy.
You earned it.
You did. Congratulations. Hang on the line another quick sec for us. All right, buddy?
You betcha. Thank you, guys.
All right. Hang on. Oh, shoot.
That is just, I learned something today.
I don't really trust that.
I can't be 100%.
What do you mean you can't be 100%?
I was like, that's not right. That's a typo. That is a typo. Victoria's Secret, it's obvious. It's women. Right. Like, they sell women stuff.
Well, hey, if you want to win tickets to Luke Combs, never fear. We do have opportunities on the website at WDGX.com. A little bonus pair there for you. Or we'll do it again tomorrow.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so we got a DM from Debbie. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love your show, especially all the crazy drama with your group therapy segments. Mm. You always say to reach out if you want perspective on something going on in our lives, so here I am.
All righty.
My boyfriend Sam is incredibly affectionate when we're alone.
Okay.
But in front of his friends, it's a different story. For example, we went out with a bunch of his friends to a Bats game the other night. Not only would he not hug or kiss me, Sam barely even acknowledged me.
Mm.
I don't want to make him uncomfortable in front of his friends, but I don't want to feel like I'm not wanted whenever we hang out with him. It's kind of making me think I'm in some sort of secret relationship.
Mm.
What do you suggest I do? Thanks so much. I know. It's almost like he hasn't told anybody that he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Or it sounds to me like they are new. You know, it doesn't sound like they've been a couple for months and months and months and months.
She didn't say.
I guess I'm assuming because, you know, she's reaching out like that is the case. That is weird. He must not have said anything to his friend group about you yet.
That could very well be. Megan was like, has he ever introduced you as his girlfriend?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I would also wonder if you look at his dating history, if you are different from the type that he has typically, you know, pursued. I don't know.
That sounds bad, though, too.
I know. It sure. Absolutely, it does.
Michael says, sounds like you're a secret girlfriend. Guys love to show off their girl in public.
Steve says if
he's under 26 and he doesn't want his buddies making fun of him, is that a thing?
If he's under 26.
If he's under 26, then apparently guys make fun of you if you have a girlfriend at a Bats game.
I'm not sure. I will say that one of my colleagues, when I told him I was engaged to my wife, and I don't know how old I was, 25 maybe. He was like, why would you want to do that? I was like, well, how do you answer that? I mean, because I want to, because
she's good. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, right. So I don't know. I mean, maybe there is a little bit of truth to that in some circles. That's interesting. I think, you know, you just need to tell them like, hey, why are you like this?
You seemed a little standoffish at the game. Like, you
was
know,
your tummy bothering you?
I just, maybe we, and again, there's a lot of things we don't know. I think it would matter if, you know, how long they have been dating. And maybe he's, if it's really new and he hasn't like given them a heads up. But I would think if he knew he was going with her to the Bats game with their friends.
Right.
He probably would have given them a heads up like, hey, I'm bringing a friend.
Yes, exactly. I'm bringing a friend.
Uh-huh.
And little do you know that you're a friend to his friend group, but you're a girlfriend to him, which is weird.
That is weird. I don't know. I would bring it up and just say, hey, it almost felt like we were buddies at the Bats game, and did your friends not know we're dating or or what's it? That's
what
just
our deal
kind
is.
Of how it felt like to me because you weren't really as affectionate as you normally are.
Well, and here's what he's going to say. It doesn't matter what they think. It's just what you and I, what we have together.
Matters. Great. And here's what I'm thinking is like, I wanted a little more hand holding at the Bats game or a little acknowledgement that I'm kind of special to you.
I am not comfortable with public displays of affection.
Well, then we need to break up.
Then we're done. My love language is public displays of affection. And listen, Rach rolls in on Facebook, says, talk to him instead of a radio show. I'm going to need you to shut up, Rach.
Yeah, Rach, get out of here with that. Listen, we don't have a bit if people don't come to us with their stuff.
I know, right?
We need them to continue coming to us with their stuff.
All right.
And then talk to them later after we tell them to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wouldn't say maybe you're his secret girlfriend yet, but I would say that you definitely need to have a conversation. Just tell him how you feel about it. So I don't know. If you want to comment, you can 502-795-1997. Or maybe you've been in this situation where you were like, oh, you know what? I was, in fact, in a secret relationship I didn't know about. And you want to throw up a caution flag to Debbie. Let us know that story as well. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can find us on social media, posed a interesting question. Think about this, Kelly. If you could shoot one condiment from your belly button, what would it be and why?
Why exactly did we post that?
Why not?
Why did we post that?
Several answers.
Really?
Avocado. It's nature's butter, from Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Among one of the dumbest things we've ever posted.
Among one
if
of
not
the,
the dumbest.
Among one of the dumbest.
Among the dumbest. If not the dumbest. 1,000%.
Jennifer said, gross, but Chick-fil-A sauce if I had to pick.
Okay, well, yeah, I would agree with that. That's tasty.
All right.
So however, I don't know if it's going to be as tasty if it's coming from my belly button, because gross.
David said barbecue sauce 100%. I'd start a restaurant called BBBQ, Belly Button Barbecue.
Oh, my God. That's probably the best answer to the dumbest question.
Molly says, does nacho cheese count? Listen, Molly, there are no rules here, so of course it does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm thinking if I had a condiment and the ability to squirt a condiment, because, you know, thinking if this is nature, it would be sanitary. It would be just fine, right?
Would it be?
Rach, the same Rach who threw shade at us last segment, said ranch. Everyone loves ranch. Thank you, Rach, for getting it back on track.
Rach likes ranch. That's great. That's great.
I mean, Lindsay said, ooh, I'd never eat anything that came out of a body part. Just thinking about queso coming out of my belly button is making me dry heave.
Exactly.
But
again,
she's
dumb
about
question.
Queso.
Yeah.
Queso might be good.
We might have just ruined queso for her. Let's be honest. We probably did that. Probably did.
But yes, we did get several people commenting. What kind of dumb, drunk question is
this? Yes! We all know I did not post that, right?
We don't know that.
No, we know that.
We
know
don't
that.
Know that.
No, we know that. I almost commented on there like, Kelly did not post this. Kelly did not sign off on this post. This is not a Kelly thing.
Okay, fine.
Like, you guys know
it.
when who's posting, right? You
fine.
Guys can tell.
I posted it. I did. I was wondering.
Were you drunk? It's like, oh, Ben's drunk posting again. Look at what they're talking about on the Ben and Kelly Show page.
Katie said, slow day, huh? I mean, not really, but just some honest questions. We want honest questions, honest feedback.
Honest
Angie
questions?
Said, Tabasco sauce so I can use it to burn my eyes from having to see this post in the comments.
That's right, because dumb.
Michelle said,
stupid.
I want to talk to the person that lets you all continue to be on the radio.
See?
Listen, this
See?
Isn't yes. this isn't radio. It's social media. It's much different.
Oh,
we're
okay.
not governed by the FCC on social media.
Well, Ben, you should be governed. And maybe we take your access away for just a little bit. We're going to need for you to slide your ideas for posts across the table to me.
Anyways,
I'm just saying.
That was an interesting question. But seriously, what would yours be, Kelly?
No, I'm not talking about it. Gross.
Would it be ranch?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
It would be Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah. But gross. Stop making me answer stupid questions.
Kelly said, what is happening?
I know. Stop.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Why did you do that? That's what happens when Ben takes control of the social
media.
I mean,
I might say mayonnaise from mine.
Only if it's Duke's, though, right?
Yes, that's right. I am only pumping out Duke's from my belly button. Nothing else.
I don't know
else.
How you rig that up. I don't know how that works. I don't think I need to know.
Oh, okay, Kelly, this is a setting the bar story, which would be...
an example of what not to do. Don't do this.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling police to report a crime that didn't actually happen, when you're a criminal yourself, you're doing okay.
What? Wow. Okay. So we're a criminal. We kind of know that about ourselves, right? And we're still calling police about something that didn't happen?
Yeah, this is Alan. He, well, here's the thing. He was arrested. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Uh-huh.
The police that were tipped off to Alan's wrongdoings was Alan.
Why exactly? Did he think in some weird way he was going to throw them off, but then led them right to him?
So Alan called them to his apartment, said someone broke into his place by smashing a window. So the cops get there. They couldn't find any evidence that someone actually got in, much less a smashed window.
Okay. He didn't think in his mind, Kelly, if I'm saying there's a smashed window and they show up and they don't find a smashed window, are they going to have questions?
So they asked
him. He didn't think that through?
They asked him if anything was missing. He let the police come inside to look around. Problem was, Alan, well, his drugs and paraphernalia were just sitting around in plain sight.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, he needed to be caught.
Yeah.
He did. Because
yeah,
there's
this is a,
many things going on in that brain that need to be straightened out.
Yeah, this is a, hey, let's stay off drugs, okay?
Yeah.
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 So now Alan's facing a slew of charges. But, yeah, again, there are many lessons to learn from this story.
First of which,
let's not do and deal drugs.
Right. Also, don't call in false reports. Also a no-no. Yeah.
So if you can manage
lots of no-no
through the day without calling the police to report a crime that didn't actually happen, when you're the criminal, then you're doing okay.
I mean, it's not funny. These are bad things. But that is really in a special class of dumb.
And that's why it's a setting the bar story here.
Yes.
On 99.7 DJX.
Thanks for the life lesson, Alan.
Yeah. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So we had an update from Dana. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it's because we had spoken to Dana last week and she had got a phone number on her restaurant receipt. And it was from the waiter.
Yeah, and she was like, do I call that, or is he just trying to get a big tip? Does he do this to everybody? Like, what do we do? And we're all like, well, and a lot of wait staff actually weighed in and said, no, if he's giving you his personal cell phone number, he does want you to call it. So we were like, call it. Why? How else are you going to know?
Yeah, and so the update involves Bingo, a grandma, and I don't want to use the C word, but a...
Crazy? It's a little crazy.
It was
a little bit of a scene.
A very passionate ex.
A recent ex.
Yeah,
who was bothered that he seems to have taken Dana to a restaurant they frequented together.
Which, by the way, pick a different restaurant.
Well, he knows that now. He even said that in his apology text. He's like, in hindsight, probably wasn't great judgment in taking you to that place.
Because the fact that it just happens to be the restaurant, like, that she's there too? Like,
yes.
That is just, the coincidence is unreal.
Well, but I feel like, too, kind of in the back of his mind, the reason he chose that is because he's low-key probably maybe thinking if she does show up and then sees he's moving on with someone else, that maybe she might get the,
oh my gosh,
the message a little louder that they're no longer together. Maybe. Low-key in the back of his mind, that's what he was thinking.
Well, high-key, it didn't happen that way.
And then it backfired, and then he's just like, my bad.
All right, so if you want to listen to the entire update, it has twists and turns and all that weird stuff.
And drama.
That you've come to expect from this segment on the show. WDJX.com, click listen. A lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. We did get a message from Debbie. And she was like, hey, am I the secret girlfriend here? My boyfriend takes me out in public and barely pays attention to me, but behind closed doors.
Yeah, he's very, very affectionate.
Yeah. Now, Mac brings up a point, says, hey, are there any other girls or women in that group? If not, like in the friend group. If not, maybe he's trying to test her with or around other men to see if she would go there. Some men and women are like that, kind of scandalous.
Okay.
That seems a little far-fetched that, he would put her to a test like that.
I think the thing we're all wondering is, A, she didn't really like say how long they had been dating.
Yeah.
So maybe he had not yet given his friends a heads up that I'm dating a new girl, and then just didn't feel like they're at the Bats game when they're there together. He didn't feel like it was the moment to announce it. I don't know. Either way, it feels weird. Like if you're dating someone and you do bring her to an event you know your friends are going to be at, right. Like, why do you not have the conversation like, hey, guys, I'm bringing my girlfriend. I'd like you to meet her.
Raina reached out and said, hey, been in that situation before. Everything was great when we were alone. But when we went out with his friends, we were, quote, friends. After a few times of going out with them, one of his female friends warned me that he does this with all his girls. Keeps them hanging on until something, quote, better comes along.
Oh, yeah.
Not saying this is what is happening, but just be careful.
Oh, that feels a lot like he's just kind of like, well, I'm going to hang out with you until maybe somebody better knocks on my door. And then, so as long as I don't, like, make it public with all my friends and I don't look like such a dog, maybe.
Right? So that's some interesting things to think about. All right. So you can hear that all play out, WDJX.com. Also, you can comment yourself at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. And go ahead, sorry.
Get you the website and see all the things that we talked about as well. There's a story about Adele stopping her show to defend a fan that apparently was kind of standing up a lot and having a good time in security. Thought that was a problem, so kept coming over and tried to tell him to sit down. And Adele's all like, we're here to have fun, leave him be.
Yep.
You can see that video at WDJX.com as well.
All right, guys, have a good one. More Luke Combs tickets to give away tomorrow right around 8 o'clock. We will talk to you then.
Okay, bye.